You're listening to IdgitCast. This is a special Nubentary episode for Season 3, Episode 8, A Very Supernatural Christmas. Hello and welcome. I'm John, and joining me we have Paul and his wife Darcy.
Hello.
Hello.
We also have Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And we have a guest for this episode. Welcome back, Annie.
Hello.
As is normally the case, I'll be your resident expert for this episode, and Annie will be joining me in that capacity, because we have seen the episode, the rest of the panel has not. So for those of you who would like to join us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or Netflix streaming or iTunes download or, like, brain beam, whatever you want, you know, get it ready for A Very Supernatural Christmas. And I don't think there are recaps for the start of this episode, but just in case, go ahead and turn those off. So I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to hit play. 3, 2, 1, now.
Special.
Hey, that's awesome.
Oh, that wasn't the right music, though.
Christmas.
Santa.
Santa.
Santa's an imposter.
Oh, no.
Don't let Iris see.
All right. He looks enthralled.
Yes.
That kid has fangs.
He's just missing some teeth.
Oh, plot twist. The kid's a vampire.
Right.
Oh.
Look out.
Uh-oh, here comes the real Santa.
Oh.
Santa's coming.
This is not a fire lit.
Put your finger inside your nose.
Yeah.
Don't
pull that
don't,
out there.
Don't leave a fire lit downstairs if you've already gone to bed.
Well, there's that. Oh, that's.
Y'all, I just totally glanced over at my own fireplace. As
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Special title card.
Oh.
Ypsilanti, Michigan.
That sounds like a made-up place.
It is.
No, you're not.
Shut
they're
up, kitty.
Michigan, right?
She doesn't want to.
Wouldn't these people be much colder than this?
Yeah, in Ypsilanti, it'd be a little bit colder than this.
I'm not going to say anything. You'll just have to keep watching.
Okay. So, but we've already noticed something that maybe is important. All right.
Thank you.
Krampus.
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 The Krampus.
There's a Krampus horror movie coming out soon.
I know.
I'm so ready for it.
Yep.
I'm taking the kids.
By the guy who made Trick or Treat.
Fun. Krampus.
Krampus. You just like saying Krampus.
I do like saying Krampus.
Call it Krampus.
Yeah, say it by its name. Krampus.
Anti Claus.
Krampus.
Yeah, you say Krampus.
I've heard of Black Peter before. Two.
I have. Well, that's not.
Oh, Dean.
I mean, there was a Saint Nicholas.
Krampus.
Spoilers, Dean. Spoilers.
That's never not funny.
Where? This super depressing looking Santa's Village.
Say, Santa's Village is really bumming me out.
It's the same one I saw in an X-Files episode recently.
Probably also shot in Canada.
No, actually, that would have been shot near Los Angeles, so. I guess it's not the same one. I was thinking it could be, but then I was like, no, that's Los Angeles years we're in now on Intradex.
All right.
A little Boston.
Oh, come on. Unwrapping your first Ruger under the tree. Oh. Broken Bow.
Broken Bow.
That's a real place, too. Yeah. All these are real places so far. Ypsilanti, Broken Bow.
Even when he was a little kid, Sam had too much hair on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Colin Ford. He plays Little Sam a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Oh, ouch.
Spoiler alert.
There will be flashbacks?
Little Sam. It's a thing.
It's like Iris's room.
Ugh.
That's mean. I agree with it, though.
Overreact much, Dean?
Just a little.
That's a callback to the first episode.
Yeah, it is.
He gets really mad, and he's like, don't talk about her like that.
Don't bring up her name.
Her name.
Don't even
Mom.
Think about her.
It's Krusty Claus.
Oh, is he like a pedophile Santa?
Come on, honey.
That's weird.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Sam. You weren't going to make it with that elf anyway. He probably smells like schnapps.
Why isn't there any snow? Doesn't it snow in Michigan?
Yeah, there'd be...
Just keep watching.
Let me be annoyed by it.
No.
And then I'll be vindicated later, maybe.
It also snows in British Columbia. That's why they had to move that one... episode from Mississippi to Missouri.
Snow,
yes. You know, the Evil Truck episode.
Oh.
Monster Truck.
Hey.
Oh, what you gonna do?
I've worn those hats before for extended periods of time. They are sweaty.
They are sweaty. Even if they're just semi-fake ones.
Yeah. They're not comfortable.
Yeah! I like that.
He's not the real Santa.
Oh, oh. He's got a bong.
Big one.
And a big bottle of Jaeger, too.
And he's watching porn.
Careless.
Dean Winchester, king of extemporization.
How do you not know the words to that song?
They didn't do a lot of Christmas plays.
That house is a little over-decorated, if you ask me.
Little. Only a little.
Uh-oh. Johnny, don't do it. Go back upstairs. Go to bed. Bad boy.
Santa.
I'm trying to figure out if this is the kid from Trick or Treat. You know, Dylan Baker was his dad and he wanted to carve the pumpkin and he's like, go back in and watch Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's an asshole. They at least have the same hair.
The creature doesn't want the kid, at least.
Well, he
just wants
have
dad.
A kid basket.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Just
How come
dad.
He's going after dads.
Maybe they're all like unfaithful dads or something.
Oh, maybe that's it.
They've been naughty?
Something.
You think that grandpa had been naughty?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're right. I'm being judgmental.
You're being ageist.
You're right. Lots of people
grandpas
like
can be naughty.
Yeah, right. You're right. Kind of gross, but
oh,
Leave the kid alone.
He is. He's innocent.
Oh, eat the cookies.
Yeah, same. I would do the same thing.
Except I would take the whole plate.
Cookies and Evil Dead. Possibly Evil Dead.
Santa.
There's special herbs in that reef? Wreath? Wreath.
Reef.
Yeah, that's not the special herbs I'm talking about either. Yeah, of course you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure he didn't say idiots? Huh.
Oh, God.
Would that be so wrong, Dean? You racist?
Well, I mean, that does sort of stem from, like, Passover or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
I think that was part of the joke.
Oh, gotcha. Nah, nah.
To say it was, like, a step away from going, well, actually. Hey, look at that.
Hey, mild weather.
I think you owe this episode an apology, Yvette.
Wait, what? Oh no, I missed it.
They said that if you sacrifice things to this winter solstice god, then you get mild weather in return.
Oh, damn, I'm ready to start doing that.
Me too.
Well, not yet. I mean, it's still like 90 degrees here, but
I have a list of
soon.
People I'd like to...
Oh, you're going to put out some meadow sweet?
I am. Send out wreaths.
Yeah, that was sweet.
All right. Oh, ouch. Don't stop the playback.
Running gag. One or both of them are gay.
Yeah. She's a witch. That is some wallpaper.
Wouldn't be a supernatural motel without it.
No.
That actually sounds awful. I don't want one.
Because he's going to die.
I know, it's so freaking obvious. I'm going to die.
Mm.
Sorry.
Duh.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, totally forgot the plot arc of this season. Sorry.
No, he said I know.
He knows. That's why you can't do Christmas. And in hell. You probably look him up.
Funyuns.
Apparently in Britain they'd have to put a little thing in the corner that said this is a paid placement.
Oh, interesting.
The Funyuns?
Yes.
You have to tell people?
You can't just figure it out. Yes.
I can't do bangs in my eyes. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you gotta get them longer. It's the key.
I can't do that either. Like, I have to...
Get him down to your jawline. That's pretty good.
No!
That's a double blow, man! Well,
they will.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm surprised he didn't flip out. I told you never to talk about her. Punches him. When that kid starts crying, I totally see the resemblance. I was like, oh, hey, it's little Sam.
How old are those boys? I can't even tell.
12 and 9.
You think?
I'm going to agree with
eight,
that.
I think. 12 and 8.
12 and 8 sounds more right.
Hmm. Why, yes, I am. I'm a total witch.
It's a wonder my house isn't made of candy.
Yes.
Always yes.
I never turned down free food.
That guy didn't seem completely normal.
Did you see his nails?
No.
Oh.
They are both trying way too hard.
Oh, yeah. I just have my pipe and my smoking jacket, dear. Like everybody else in
1950, yeah.
Steaks.
It's what's for Christmas.
You gotta have steaks on Christmas.
I love steak for Christmas. Every year, it's what I had.
Homer, I'm going out to the store. What do you want for dinner? Steak? Money's too tight for steak. Steak? Yeah, steak.
Pull that plastic off and wipe your butt on it or something. Tempting.
I just thought it meant you could jump on it because you weren't going to mess it up.
Okay, they should jump on it.
I did that at Aunt Dale's house. And
hey, it's a gingerbread house.
I got it sent home.
You could put beef blood on the gingerbread house.
I didn't do that.
You could. You didn't? You did. Just
well,
not there.
Yeah, but that was older. I was older.
Yes, we were older and knew better. That's when we put the beef blood on the gingerbread house.
Jesus, it's horrible of us.
Yeah, we just had our Kmart Christmas, though. Hmm.
Hmm.
Ribs? Mm-hmm. Is that ribs?
It's what's for dinner.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I was thinking about getting ribs earlier.
Well, not now you're not.
No, I still kind of am.
Oh, okay, right. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not easily scared away. Mm.
Mm. Huh. Hey.
Bandsaw. Mm.
Nice.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Have a leg and a breast, but stay away from the arms. It's a half-assed Attack of the Killer Tomatoes joke.
Bless you.
Sorry. Paul, you might want to just mute for a minute.
Oh, still alive. Oh.
One more.
Oh, because we're scary half-dead monsters.
Done?
I love her.
She's like Paula Deen.
Yeah.
But evil.
Oh, wait, like a total zombie.
What do you mean, buddy? Evil?
Hmm. The only missed opportunity was getting Edie McClurg for this instead.
Oh.
But this lady does a pretty great job, so.
Yeah, this lady's doing a good job here.
And this guy reminds me of an older version of Cliff McCormick from Veronica Mars.
Yeah. Oh,
totally.
Would have been quite a get to get Harry Grainer for it, though.
Oh, that might have been typecasting. You mean you lied?
They got great sweaters.
I like people that are festive. She's reminding me of, like, Kathy Bates from Misery.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Kathy Bates.
You're just a dirty bird.
Cock-a-doodie.
Where's Bobby? Come on, Bobby.
Ow, 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 ow,
ow, ow. Oh, wow, good effect.
That was awesome.
Yeah, is it a Bobby the Rescue episode?
Yay, take a tooth out, take a tooth out.
Maybe we'll get your jar of teeth again, Yvette. Remember that?
So?
Is it safe?
I hope we do. Yes. Just don't answer the door.
Oh. Yeah.
If I were them, I'd be screaming for help. Ah.
Oh, hey.
I hate it when people waste food.
That was a nice soft one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Moist.
Devil's trap? Devil's trap?
Evergreen steak?
Well, they're not possessed. Devil's trap wouldn't work.
It's the devil's trap only traps the demons? It doesn't trap other gods? I guess they're gods.
Fake tree,
it's just demons.
fake, dumbass.
Why would you have Evergreen in the house if you could be killed by Evergreen?
Maybe they forgot that.
If nobody knows you're a pagan god,
well,
arrogance.
You don't worry about it.
Oh.
You know, for being pagan gods, these two go down pretty easily.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You would think gods would be harder to kill.
It's the pot. The power of pine salt.
Nice. And they finally got their snow. Oh, flashback.
It's flashback snow.
Dad was here and he stole Charlie Brown's tree.
Dad.
Because it wasn't Dad, it was Dean.
I know it was Dean.
No, he didn't show up. It's really sad that Dean's doing this.
He's a good mom. Give him that.
Somewhere up the block, a little girl is crying her eyes out.
Sapphire Barbie.
And now we know the story of the necklace.
Are you rolling your eyes at the score?
Yuppers. You hear that?
Was that your eyes squishing around in your head again?
Yes.
Rolling your eyes that Sam's doing Christmas for his brother who's gonna die. The near-death experience?
Your wife is a robot, Paul. I just thought you should know.
Sure hope he got him some Lee press-on nails.
Someplace special.
Nice house at the block. Come on, say it. Is that a Zagnut? It's a Zagnut.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Could have been a Pearson's Nut Roll.
No, that was a Zagnut for sure.
Yeah, those things have coconut in them.
Zagnut?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen that on Beetlejuice, but I didn't know that was a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're real. They're kind of hard to find nowadays, but they're a thing.
If you went to the largest candy store...
I did. I didn't see Zagnuts there,
they've got to have them there.
Yeah, they're probably there somewhere. There's only so much of that story you can see. Oh, wait. Sweet moment.
That's right, Kitty. That's right, Kitty. You tell him.
I love you, man.
Don't you die on me. Oh, wait.
God, I wish they weren't playing this song.
Hey, at least it's the muddle through version.
It is the muddle through.
Stop rolling your eyes. This is sweet.
I'm sorry. It is not.
Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes,
okay,
too.
Okay, good.
There with you.
Lame.
That's okay. Annie's probably crying enough for all of you.
Darcy doesn't have the feels.
I know. I don't have feelings either. I don't believe in all that.
Well, you know, I used to, but I gave it up.
Yeah, I've never thought that they were useful for me. But
they didn't ever work out.
Feels before feels, is that what it is?
That's right.
Well, you can stop rolling your eyes because it's over.
Thank God. They were starting to hurt.
That's a little extreme.
So, yeah, that's the end of the episode. And hopefully you guys will join us next week where we get into a discussion proper for A Very Supernatural Christmas. And until then, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darcy.
Andy Fett.
And Annie.
And from all of us here, Merry Christmas and happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadruppleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack, as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from QuadrupleZ.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at QuadrupleZ.com. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an introcast for the television series Slings and Arrows, at QuadrupleZ.com.
Merry Christmas and happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Even though it's October.
Well, I mean, it's Christmas at the store already.
Is there some?
Oh my god, I stopped at Joanne to get the little...
Oh, Joanne, this Christmas in
August. My god, I walked in there. It was disgusting.
Smelled like cinnamon?
It did. I wanted to leave. But I had to get thread, so I had to persevere.
I guess so.